right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the back side sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open up the book and to loose the seal thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Therefore I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Then one of the elders said unto me, weep not, for behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, talking about Jesus, has prevailed to open up the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven heads, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the hand, out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Listen to this. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book, talking about, man, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, talking about Jesus, and to open the seal thereof. For you were slain and has redeemed us to our God by your blood out of every kindred and every tongue and every people and every nation. Watch this. And has made us unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. Good God Almighty. Listen, I mean, everybody was telling you, man, everybody got an opinion. Everybody got concept. And they say, man, who can really open up this book, man? Who can really tell us what's going on? Everybody got an idea. Everybody got, you know, a philosophy. Everybody got, man, an ideology. Everybody got their opinions of what this thing, man, is all about. And, man, he say, man, who? But no man could really open up the book because it was sealed. Only by revelation. Lest the Lord build a house, baby, your labor is in vain. And no one could really tell us what's going on. Couldn't not describe the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Essenes, all the religious groups of that order, nor the pagan religions, nobody. They all had their ideas and their ideologies and everything else, but, man, it was all out of course. Because remember, man, they all mankind, kidnapped and lost. And living like mere men and mere women, when all the time they the mighty sons and daughters of the Most High God. Yet they living and dying like mere men and mere women. Performing religious rituals and ceremonies and everything else. Saved perhaps, but just wandering around in the wilderness. Never man being restored back to their original inheritance. They say, who can open up the book and tell us what's really going on? The scribes say this, the Pharisees say this, the Sadducees have this opinion, and they have their religion. The Muslims say this, the Buddhists say this, the Hindus say this, the Christians say this. Everybody, who can really open up the book and tell us what's really going on? And say nobody, none of them. For all have gone astray. All have lost their way. There are none that's right. And then he say he begin to weep. Oh, Lord, well, how are we going to know then? And then he say, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Remember I told you what Jesus said? This was before the foundation of where I go, Lord. You need somebody to go. You need a body. You need somebody just like them that's clean and not sin. But you need a body. Yeah, prepare a body for me, Lord. I go. That's what he said. he came. The body was prepared for him. You know the story all about the virgin Mary boy. All this a means to an end. And if you don't know the end, then you're going to get preoccupied with the means and miss the whole thing. He said, I'll go. And when he came in, he said, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He prevailed. He can open up the book, and he can tell us, man, what's really going on. And then he went on, man, to say, for he can open up the seal thereof, for he was slain and has redeemed us. He was what? He was slain before the foundation of the world. Already paid the paid the penalty for our sins, in other words. He was slain. And because he paid the penalty for our sin, then we have been redeemed to our God. What deem mean? To own. D-E-E-M mean to own. Redeem mean to own again. We first was his own, and then he lost his children, like I told you. Now he, man, got his children back. Redeemed them. How? By his blood. Out of every kindred, every tongue, every people, every nation. In other words, man, it ain't got nothing to do with no ethnic groups or none of that, man, no racism, none of that. Ain't even involved in that. You're talking about every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every race, every ethnic group, man. Ain't nothing no more than the other, man. They all equal in his sight, his children, his son. And has washed this. And because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we have been made to be unto our God kings and priests. I ain't talking about no earthly king. I'm talking about like the king who you really are, a ruler over every circumstance and situation and symptom in your life. And a priest. A king was that? A king is a political figure. What's a priest? That's a spiritual figure. We want to separate church from state, though. When the Bible says church is state, a king first. What you lost? You lost your authority. You lost your dominion. You didn't lose your priesthood. They still represented God. They still, man, had rituals and ceremonies and everything else that they performed. They still had religious men order of doing things and priestly order of doing things. What they lost was their crown. They lost their sovereignty, their dominion, their royal priesthood. They didn't lose. They still had their priesthood, but what they lost was their royal priesthood. Not only the ability, man, to spiritually represent God, but to rule and reign, man, in life. The way God created us, because when he created us, man, at first, he said, let them have dominion. Bible say, man, because of what God, Jesus Christ done for you, your kingship has been restored back to you. And when you realize who you really are, start with, as we begin to practice that and operate on that, believe that, receive that, grab a hold of that, and act on that, and we start becoming who we really are. And boy, the Lord building his house. A mobile temple that the gates of hell can't prevail against. For what purpose, man? So that boy, you can have a whole family of sons doing what, man? Going into the highways and the byways and compelling the lost and the dying to come on in, come on back to your original place, man. Listen, like my brother was saying before I came on this radio broadcast, man, calling, listen, not just, man, tickling us with the good news, but boy, calling us out of that world of darkness, calling us out of, man, this world that we've been trained and conditioned to live in and born in sin and shaped in iniquity, calling us out of there, calling us out of sin. Hallelujah. Into man holiness. Being like God. Lord. And death is swallowed up, man, by life. What you saying to us, Arthur? I'm telling you, man, that that's the kingdom ministry of God to your life. That all of the kingdom of heaven, and all of the kingdom of heaven, all that we had lost in Adam, what we lost in Adam, man, our sovereignty, our true identity, our righteousness, our right standing with God, We lost, man, the peace that passes all understanding, that knowing that everything is all right. We lost, man, most important, man, we lost the Holy Spirit. If you're not careful, man, you get preoccupied with what you've been redeemed from the curse of the law, and don't know what you've been restored to, what has been restored back to you. Like the power of the Holy Spirit, like your righteousness, like your sovereignty, like your true identity. Who am I? You're not just a mere man and a mere woman. You're a child of the Most High God. You're God's property. You, the same essence of God, the same character, the same nature of God is the same nature that we have. And as we come to the knowledge of that and start partaking of that, and like I say, when you come to the knowledge of that and see, man, that you've been redeemed and restored, you don't know how to act like that. That's why he gives us apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. That's what our job is supposed to be, man. We had to be able to have in church and try to build our ministries and everything else, man, instead of building the kingdom of God. Therefore, the Holy Ghost. Hello. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Jesus. Sometimes I get carried away on this. I'm gonna come back to. Well, let me just. I hear. Oh Jesus, help me, Lord. Let me stop with me. Let me make an announcement. You know, and we'll come back in just a second. Coming up on May 1st at 12 noon in Bunker, Louisiana, at 204 Hickory Street. Bunker, Louisiana, where they're having the Anointed Ministries is sponsoring a Holy Ghost experience, Hour of Power. And that's over on 204 Hickory Street in Bunker, Louisiana. Mr. Enette and his wife and other ministries are hosting this in the Bunker area. But they're going to come together and celebrate, man, and rejoice in the Lord, and just let the Lord, man, have his way. And our power. Hey, listen, if you would like any contact information concerning that, the number to contact would be 318-717-4225. That's 318-717-4225. Or you can contact this number, 318-264-1361. Once again, 318-264-1361. Those of you who are in the Bunker area, go out. That's next Saturday, you know, at 12 o'clock noon. Go out and support that and have yourself a good time in the Lord. I promise it'll be a tremendous blessing to you. Don't let the enemy stop you, especially those of you there in the Bunker area, you know. Go and partake, man, of some of the things that God are doing in our community, in our area. You know, we partake of a lot of things that people are doing and organizations are doing and everything else and all those are good things. But let's also take some time to go and, man, get in on what God is doing and praise the Lord, you know. That's Bishop Enette and his wife, you know, hosting that, you know. And once again, that's the Hour of Power. That's next Saturday at 12 noon. Go and be blessed of the Lord and have yourself a great time, man. Give God some praise and some glory and honor. I promise it'll bless your life. Amen. Amen. Again, that number is 318-717-4225 or 318-264-1361. Our power, May 1st. Go and be a blessing and get blessed. Amen. Hey, listen, there's one other thing I'd like to share too, you know. Those of you, you know, as you come into the kingdom, and especially, you know, if you're in the Bunker area, the Bunker, Louisiana area, you know, and you're looking for, because once you come into the kingdom, God say, I give you a pastors after my own heart. Because it's not, like I say, it's not enough to just be in the kingdom. Now you're under governor and tutor until the appointed time. You must be educated. You must be trained. You must be conditioned, man. You got to learn how to live, man, that royal life. Because you've been conditioned, like I say, to live according to the dictates of the world that we live in. But when you come out of this world system and get translated over into the kingdom of God system and come back into God's original plan and pray for your life, now you got to grow up in that. And in order to grow up in that, man, then God give us apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For what? To educate them for the work of their ministry. What's their ministry, man? Go let man their circle of influence, man, that's still dead and trespassing and sin. Let them know, man, who they really are and what God has really did for them. What? Come and redeem their life from the destruction and restore us back into a place and an environment and atmosphere that he originally anticipated and planned for our lives. What's that, man? That's the church. Doing what, man? Winning souls to the kingdom of God. So I say that to say this. You know, if you're in the Bunker area, man, there are a couple of ministries, man, that I would like to, you know, invite you to visit there that I know would be a tremendous blessing in your life, where it's not just a hyped word, but it's an informed word. One of those ministries are the Smith Ministry, Lakeitha Smith Ministry. And most of you who are in the Bunker area, if you're looking for a good place, man, in a home or just a word from the Lord that will not just hype you up, but build you up. And not only build you up, but help you get your inheritance, help train you and build you up, then I invite you to know to visit their ministry. You know, that's Keith and Wesley Smith's ministry. And most of you who are in the Bunker area, you know, they're located in the Piggly Wiggly Shopping Center, the first part over there by the eye clinic over there on the back side of it, you know. I guarantee you, if it goes there, boy, the anointing of the Lord is there. And, man, you know, not only will you, man, feel his presence, boy, but you will be motivated and impacted, man, and inspired, man, to reach, man, towards your God-given destiny, man. And that's living, man, as kings and queens in your life here on earth. You know, so if you're looking for a good place where you can get a good word from the Lord, anointed word from the Lord, again, that's the Keitha Smith Ministry. Located right there in the Bronx area. Another ministry is the Kendra Johnson Ministry. You know, Kendra and Kalisha Johnson, you know. Hey, that's an awesome ministry there too. Relative ministries that God has just planted in that community to be a spiritual blessing to that community. You know, that will help not just hype that community up, but build that community up. So if you want to be built up in the Lord, those are two ministries, you know, that I would invite you, man, to go and be a part of, you know. Even if God don't lead you there, you know, just go and support him and hear a word of the Lord. You know, I'm not talking about just a word of the Lord that would just hype you up, but a word of the Lord that will build you up. That's two dynamic, great ministries that God has planted there in that area that I guarantee you will be a tremendous blessing to anyone alive who will go and sit under the ministry of that word for whatever time or purpose. Again, that's Lakeitha Smith Ministry in Bunker, Louisiana. And that's Kendrin and Kalisha Hall Ministries in Bunker, Louisiana. Lakeitha is located there in the Piggly Wiggly Shopping Center in the first part of it on the backside. And Kendrick's ministry is located, man, over in the next building, you know, in Bunker there across from the Western Auto store there. Most of you in the Bunker area, you know, are there. And if you know, just go and visit and support, man, what God is raising up, man, even in our community, be more of a blessing to you. Because if you planted them there, then it's a purpose for it. And that purpose for them, man, is to be a tremendous blessing in and to your lives. And I guarantee you, you know, you'll be blessed by the ministry of that word. Amen? Amen and amen. That's what I was saying, you know, when a king come back into the kingdom, and when Jesus, when he sent, the stories went on to say, as he sent his son, and his son, man, told his other son that was living, man, far below his rights and privileges under the beggarly elements of this world system, man, who he really was, and he didn't have to live this way no more. Then, man, when he say yes to that, man, then they got, man, they came on back, man, to the original place. They came on back to the kingdom, to the royal lifestyle, to the royal way of living. But like I told you, man, that lost son, he didn't know how to live like a king, like the other one was living. He didn't know how to cast out devils like that other one was doing. He didn't know how to lay hands on the sick, man, like that other one was doing. He didn't know how to rule and reign over circumstances and situations. He didn't know how to speak to the winds and the waves, and they obeyed him, man, like his brother was showing them, man. And everything that his brother was showing them that his brother was doing, He was telling me, his little brother boy, that you can do this too. That just like I am, you are too. And just like the Father sent me, man, to get you, man, I'm going to send you to get others. And the works that I do, you're going to do too. Hallelujah. And the word that I proclaim, man, to the public, you're going to proclaim too. What message did you proclaim to the public, Jesus? Repent. In other words, come back to a top way of being. Pent means top. Re is a grammatical prefix with a stem that displaces meaning to go back. So repent means to come back to the top. You've been living like mere men and mere women when all the time, man, because of what Jesus had done for you, you have been made unto your God a king and a priest. Not just a priest, and in that order, a king first and a spiritual representative. What's a king? That's a ruler. What's a priest? That's a spiritual representative. Now, you rule and reign by applying spiritual principles. That's why you're a king and a priest. You can't do one without the other. You can't really represent God in authority and power and sovereignty and dominion without your kingship. And without your priestly garment, without applying spiritual principles, you can't reign in life. So they go together, a king and a priest, in that order. A king first. And you represent, man, your constitution, your government. What government is that? Of my religion? No, the government of heaven. Lord. The ruling authority of heaven, the constitution of heaven. The contract between man, heaven, and man. The contract between the kingdom of heaven, man, and mankind, and we the people. What contract? The original contract, man, that man God had written, had wrote. And then he went on to say, man, as he going to say to those, man, come you who are blessed of your father and get, man, what? Your inheritance. What's that, boy? All of the kingdom of heaven. What's the contract? All of the kingdom of heaven. What's the contract about this kingdom of heaven? That was prepared for you. That's yours. That was yours before the foundation of the world. It's your inheritance. It belonged to you. Is yours. That's the contract. That's what Jesus Christ preached. All repent. Why? Because all of the kingdom of heaven is among you. And if you can believe it, and if you can receive it, and if you can act on it, not only will it be among you, but it'll be in you. What's that? That's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So God's message to you today, man, is get under the ministry of his word. Find you a ministry, man, that teaching you, man, about the kingdom of God and, man, your religious responsibility and your spiritual responsibility and how you're supposed to walk and talk and act and live and conduct yourself, man, you know, and how to come out of darkness into the marvelous light by awakening to your righteousness. By realizing, baby, that you are the son or daughter of the Most High God with all power and all dominion, even over your greatest enemy, death. And boy, be who you really are, boy, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that know who he is, know what his authority is, man, and going into all the world, man, and letting the world know that the Father God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling, man, the world back unto himself. I'll be getting to close with this. God so loved the world. That's the love of God. Because in this kingdom, when you come into it, there are new laws. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 7 and chapter 8, listen, if there's a new priesthood, it's talking about, man, how Jesus come in as a higher priest than all the natural priests and the priests of the old covenant. They were just types and shadows for the real priest to come. But say this priest here is like Melchizedek, ain't no beginning, no end. It's still going on, man. I'm talking about, and his sacrifice was not, man, year after year after year after year, but once and for all. What sacrifice? The sacrifice, man, for sin. A different high priest, not from the Levitical priesthood, but from the line of Judah. None of them were priests, man. In other words, man, not like the priesthood that he gave, man, to Moses and the Levite, man. That was his permissive will, but that wasn't his perfect will. Because year after year after year, they had to go and do that. The Bible saying them the old covenant and the old way would have been perfect, then it wouldn't have, or could have perfected us, then there would be no need for the new covenant. But since there's a new covenant and a new way, and if a new priesthood, then the Bible say in the book of Hebrews, then there also must be new laws too. And in these new laws, they don't do away with the old laws of Moses. They fulfill those laws. Know what our problem is? Well, let me know what the devil try to keep us from the knowledge of. He want us to know law and know that God is a law. And he want us to preoccupy us with a good thing. That's trying to man and live man according to the law of God. That's a good thing. The law is good. But he don't ever want you to come to the knowledge, man, that Jesus Christ come to fulfill the law. He don't ever want you to have revelation, man, of that. Oh, no. He don't want you to know what's really going on. That's why I prepare to close and I come on this broadcast. I don't have but one message. And that message, man, is like that story, that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling, man, the world unto himself. And the Christ to everybody. Hey, listen, mostly, first and foremost, to the lost sheep of Israel, who to the church, to you. Most of the people who listen to the Christian broadcast, they already, man, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And most of us in this experience, man, we're just still in the wilderness. We saved. But going around and around and around in circles. In the wilderness. Never crossing over, man, into the Jordan River into our inheritance. Never going, man, and getting, man, what we've been redeemed from. I come on this radio broadcast to let you know, boy, this new priesthood, man, and this new law, you know, we're going to live successful in there. That's what we're going to grow on starting next month. The new laws, man. If there's a new priesthood, there must be new laws. Isn't the new laws are really not new? They're the original laws, the laws that was established, man, in the first world, in the kingdom of God that he set up on the earth before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You know what the laws that we're supposed to be living on? If we live by these laws, most of us don't even know about them. The first law is the law of life that's in Christ Jesus. These are the laws that's in the kingdom. Just like God gave the laws, the Levitical laws to Moses, them man, you know, and through the Levitical tribe to the children of Israel then. Well, these are the laws that God gave to another priest, man. And these were the original laws that he came to restore that supersedes the laws that he gave to Moses. That if we operate in these laws, it'll fulfill the law of Moses in our lives. What law is that? The law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, Romans chapter 8. The life that God lives, the life in the absolute sense. What's number two? The law of faith. How you live this kind of life, Arthur? By the law, no, by faith. And that faith and that life, both of them are gifts from God. And in that life, man, as I wrap this up, how you roll, man, in that life, man? What's the third law? The royal law of the kingdom. What? The law of love. Love God and love one another. And if you do that, man, you keep all them other ones. What's the fourth law? The law of liberty. Found in James chapter 1, verse 25. That has set us free from the law of sin and death. And the fourth one, how to get everything from the unseen realm into this seen realm, is the law of sowing and reaping found in Galatians. That's how you get it. Listen, we're going to talk more about that in next month. That's the building of the wall. Listen, our contact number, if you like any information, man, concerning our ministry or like any of our messages, man, sent to you, man, free of charge, you can contact us at 713-870-3776. That's once again, our contact number is 713-870-3776. Hey, listen, my wife, Gail, and I, man, love you with the love of the Lord and wants God's best for your life. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve.